The biggest games.
Recce for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players had sons were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn, and I'm joined, as always, by the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Sumrow. Dennis, sports season is starting to wrap up here in the spring. Both you and I were out at some baseball games last night. I was over in Hartford to take in. I was on the call for, not just take in, but on the call for Beaver Dam in Hartford for boys regional final. Unfortunately, the Golden Beavers fell 9-2 in that one. That was a tough day for Beaver Dam. But you had a couple of games that you were at.
I had the Mount Horeb Lake Mills softball game, but also was monitoring the Middleton Reedsburg baseball game and the Middleton Sun Prairie East softball game.
So a ton of teams in the area.
Those I covered during the regular season, the Mount Horebs and the Middletons. Unfortunately, Reedsburg, who had knocked off Sauk Prairie, another team I write for, 1-0 in 9 innings the week before. They beat Mount Horeb boys baseball 2-0, but a lot of sophomores. So Vikings are going to be back next year. And then softball, that one was a little tough because 16 years ago today, wife's and my 44th wedding anniversary today, by the way.
Congratulations.
And that day, 16 years ago, my daughter was a senior at Middleton High School. We went up to Toma for sectionals, and that's when they played the semis and the finals the same day. So I got flowers, wished my wife happy anniversary, left for Toma, saw my daughter play two softball games, and then drove to La Crosse for state track and field, which is going on today and tomorrow as well. So Middleton has not been to state since 2008. I thought this could be the year. Sun Prairie East, you can break up the giant, but they're still good. Sun Prairie East not only went unbeaten during the conference season, their two biggest rivals, Verona and Middleton, they swept them twice during the season. Sun Prairie East beat Verona and then beat Middleton to go to state. So they're going to be back again. State softball, actually, with Milton in Division One. And then Lake Mills knocked off Mount Horeb 6-2. And in that game, neither team had been to state. And the Lake Mills coach told me that that is the first sports team other than basketball, Lake Mills, to get to state. It's only been their boys and girls basketball teams that have made it. So a little bit of history there. Either team, they were going to be it's going to be a historic kind of a day. And just a shout-out to the people at Baraboo High School. That game originally was supposed to be at West Salem, but they moved it because West Salem got knocked out.
Yeah.
So they moved it to Baraboo, and Jim Lankaff, who's the AD, who was actually the third base umpire in that game, they hosted it, and Pierce Park has got a great softball facility. So you get a chance to get up there and see a game. I recommend it.
For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. So, Dennis, there was some news that came out from the Wisconsin Badgers football program yesterday, conversation keeps coming up about how do we handle Friday nights in the state of Wisconsin in the fall? Do we leave it alone for just high school football and that's all you do with it? We've seen a couple of times we've had Packer preseason games for those early week games for at the high school level, but now the Badgers, they open up their season August 30th. They're playing at 8 p.m., right here in Madison against Western Michigan. The Packers then September 6th, they're going to be down in Brazil. Grant, so obviously they're not going to be up in Green Bay disrupting things there, but it's going to be taking a lot of time and a lot of people's mental energy even on paying attention to that Packer game on a Friday night that was normally reserved for the high schoolers. And you've been around this a lot, and we've been seeing this growing and growing and growing of more things happening on Friday nights.
Well, it would be one thing if the Big Ten would say, okay, everybody takes their turn, but some schools like Ohio State said, no, we're not going to play on a Friday. You look at the Packers, up if you're up in the northeast part of the state, up in Packer country, even though I argue the whole state is Packer country.
Yeah, it is.
But up there, they've been used to playing games on Thursday. A lot of them like Bayport, when Middleton's played Bayport. That's a Thursday game. They just play Thursdays, or they'll play some Saturdays. They keep Friday open because it is an exhibition. That Brazil, that's a special, that's a once-in-a-lifetime. The NFL's been trying to get the Packers to play overseas for years.
Yeah.
They finally got one. Yeah, I think, you know, they've been looking at London. There's going to be a game in Munich this year. I mean, that's, you know, they're trying to get football worldwide. I understand that. The high school thing, though, with that, it's a money grab. The Big Ten doesn't need the publicity. All their games are on. They don't have to be playing on a Friday night for a special night. You know, it's anytime the Big Ten is on a Saturday or Thursday games, you know, now we're going Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Are they going to be playing on Sunday? Are they going to be playing on Mondays? I don't know.
Now, what about this? Because you kind of brought this up, that the Green Bay schools will do this when the Packers have those Friday preseason home games. What about the idea of, because, so for these Madison area schools, August 30th, they're not in class yet. Why not move it up to maybe a noon kickoff on that Friday or go to Thursday night or Saturday night?
It's interesting. The last time the Badgers played on a Friday, I think we only had three local teams that didn't play on that Friday. They all just said, no, Friday night's our night. We're going to do it. Because they've released it now, there's enough time. School, well, the seniors have graduated, but for the underclassmen, there's still people in school. They're going to be able to get the word out, okay, if you want to move that to a Thursday game, they can. Yeah, that, you know, looking at our schedule, it's week two. We already have the first 3 weeks of the season. We're going to be covering games on Thursday nights for ESPN Madison and for on our streaming service. So you can work things around it, I guess. I just think that Friday night should be the high school night, just like colleges were on Saturday and the pros were on Sunday. But again, I'm old school, and I'm not part of the get off my lawn group, but I think the high school, it takes something away. Now, the argument is, well, there's people that really don't care about the high schools. They're Badger fans. There's others that, well, they're high schools. They don't really care about the Badgers, unless you've got a tie. But if you're in the Madison area, I mean, 80,000 people
really care. That's the thing where I think it's very different when you compare a Packer game even to the way that Madison is set up. The Green Bay schools, they really aren't very close to Lambeau from what I can remember from being up there. It's a little bit different. You have Edgewood High School that isn't far from Camp Randall. You have to, in order to get to Camp Randall from whatever part of the state you're coming through, you're going to be going through these communities that are going to have high school games on Friday night. At the same time, people are going to be trying to get downtown to go and tailgate and party on Regent Street and have all of the fun that comes with a Badger game, especially a Badger night game. So I was on the fence about it, Dennis, but now as we've been talking about it here, I'm leaning towards the idea of I don't like these Friday night games for the Badgers just because of the way that the city of Madison is set up and how many schools there are. You have the four Madison City schools. You've got Edgewood, you've got Middleton, Verona, you have Oregon, McFarland, Stoughton, got Monona Grove, you've got both of the Sun Prairie schools, DeForest and Wanakee. Like, those are all communities that get impacted every Saturday for a Badger game, and now they're going to be impacted even more because they're already having things going on those Friday nights. Yeah. I just feel like it's way too much of a headache. It's Western Michigan. This could be an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. If you really feel like if you're the TV networks, go put it at 2:30, but you're fine. Like, you don't need this to be an 8 p.m. Friday night game.
The curious one is the end of the season one against the Gophers on Black Friday. Now, that's after high school. There'll be some basketball tournaments going on, but, you know, we've talked about that off, Mike, about sometimes maybe there's too many tournaments. Kids need a break during holidays, be with your families, whatever. But that one's going to be interesting. But it's 11 o'clock. Now, if they would make that a 7 o'clock in the end of November. But, hey, it might get a chance to test those new coils in the field.
Yeah. So Alex Strofe and I talked about on his podcast, Mr. Irrelevant with Alex Strofe. You can see that on ESPN Madison's YouTube page. We talked about that Wisconsin-Minnesota game. It's going to be Black Friday, 11 a.m. kickoff, and it's on CBS for that game. So right away, my mind went to the TV executives. They're going to have Giants at Cowboys Thanksgiving for the afternoon game. Then they can follow that up with promoting 11 o'clock, start off your day after Thanksgiving with another rivalry game in Wisconsin and Minnesota, the oldest rivalry in college football. So you get that rivalry weekend that they're building out of it.
Also Iowa-Nebraska.
Yep, you're going to have Iowa-Nebraska. You've got the game with Michigan and Ohio State that same weekend. So you get that
USC,
big,
UCLA,
huge, yeah.
All there's big just, rivalries that weekend, yeah.
Yep.
So the end of the season, what I'm not worried about. It's the early one. I guess I just don't like it, but you got to deal with it. Fans will; they'll figure it out. Some schools will make some switches.
If you had to guess, how many schools do you think would make switches?
I think just a handful. I think some will just say, "Go for it." It's a non-conference game. It's not a Big Ten game. We just want to stay on schedule, and you don't want to play on Saturday. Take that day because it's Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see some teams saying, okay, Friday, let's move it up to Thursday. Then we got that whole, you know, people have that whole weekend. They can take off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, one last vacation before.
What about a Friday day game, though? Like, I know that's not something people normally do because it's Friday Night Lights. Like,
well,
but
yeah, I remember back when Middleton's field was the first turf field in this, our official turf, we had some 17 inches of rain over a couple of days, and Madison Memorial and West played an afternoon game on Friday. That's because that field had games Friday and Saturday, and that was a Good Neighbor Festival weekend. It was a zoo over in Middleton.
Geez.
I remember that weekend. But I think it had like 7 football games at that stadium, so it was great timing now to say, hey, here's what turf can do for you. But so I know there have been some, but there are a few schools, though, Edgewood, Lakeside, private schools that start before Labor Day. They'll start usually the third week of August. So I'll be curious to see. I'll be monitoring over the year. And,
yeah.
You know, you can check out my friends over at Wiz Sports about when they post the schedules. You know, we're starting to put our football schedules together. So now it's like, well, okay, who possibly might move it? It just came out yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to talk. A number of the coaches I want to talk to are at state track right now, or had baseball and softball yesterday.
It's kind of a busy time of the year.
A few other things I worry about. We'll talk about that here, maybe over a few beverages over the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, I'm not in favor of it, but, you know, it's like a lot of things. There's a lot more important things to worry about or stress over. Yeah, just deal with it.
Yep. And we will be keeping an eye on that as, again, Wisconsin Badgers playing a Friday night game and August 30th might affect the way that the schedule looks like for these area high school football teams who obviously typically play on Friday nights.
And by the way, you talk about that. Who's got two kids on the Edgewood football team?
That would be the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, Luke Fickle.
Both and there's other coaches playing. That have kids, too, and that are going to be playing Friday night. So I don't think that they're going to get some flack from family members, too.
Yep.
Sorry. And by the way, mentioning Luke's sons were sophomores last year on Edgewood's football team. Look forward to watching those two guys play.
Yes.
They had a pretty good debut last year. And, we'll be here in a couple of months doing our preseason coaches roundtable, and Coach Norris at Edgewood will be one of our mainstays again. So some shout out to some coaches. Enjoy your summer. We're already talking football, and it's a couple of months away.
We've got a great show scheduled coming up next. We'll have Drew Slemkis, the new head boys basketball coach for Madison West, and we'll also have Ava Dean joining the show a little bit later on as well from McFarland High School, as this is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania continues on, as does our new coaches series, as we now have he will be the new head boys basketball coach for Madison West, Drew Slemkis. Drew, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to join you for today.
Now, Well, before we get into talking about the basketball team and you going over from Madison West, you're not joining us from over in the Madison area. You're actually over in La Crosse right now, as you're also the girls' track coach for Madison Memorial. So how'd things go here through the first day of state track?
Yeah, we have had an excellent first day. We got to participate this morning in the D1 segment. Emerson Myers was our top jumper on the girls' side, ended up finishing second in the high jump and tying our school record at 5'6". And then our pole vaulter, Owen Cooney, ended up eighth overall, but he reestablished his school record at 14 feet 6 inches. So we had a ton of PRs today. Our sprint relays on the boys' side were able to get through to the second day, and we'll have two triple jumpers going tomorrow as well on the girls' side. And then a first for our program is we'll have a wheelchair athlete going, Hayden Smith. So he throws a shot put tonight, and then we'll compete in the 100 meters and the 400 meters tomorrow. So that's a very cool experience for our program to be afforded a wheelchair athlete this year.
Now, you're also the dean of students over there. So like now with the kids out there, they get to see you not in a disciplinary role, you know, at the school, but being a part of the track team, and you've been a basketball coach there for a long time. How's that whole experience been for you?
Yeah, I think it's perfect. It's what I honestly love doing. I think building relationships with students is, you know, my top priority, and it's my passion. It's what allows me to do this job. I do think it's important for me as a dean to also be seen in a different light. But I'm also pretty aware of that I'm not just a disciplinarian as a dean, but also there to help support kids. And I think, you know, that's our top priority. Marcus Flowers is our other dean at Memorial, girls basketball coach. And him and I talk about that all the time, about the importance of building those relationships, leveraging those relationships sometimes, but also how we bring kids back into the building when maybe we've had to deal with a behavior. So, no, it's my life work, and I love it.
Where does that passion come from for you? I know sometimes we've talked to coaches or administrators, and they talk about, like, something that happened when they were younger that really drew them into teaching and building those relationships with students. Where does that come from for you?
Yeah, it's definitely both my parents. My dad is an educator still. He's a fifth grade teacher out in Sun Prairie. And then he coached track from the time I was probably 2 years old on, and was my basketball coach. And then my mom was a social worker. So I always like to tell people that I kind of bridged their two professions and what I chose as my profession. So, yeah, it was established at a very young age. I grew up on the school. I grew up in gyms. I grew up on the track. And it's just something that I've always loved and has kept with me into my 40s now.
Well, you look at you mentioned Marcus Flowers, good friend, and I love what he's done over there. And he goes, "Wow, we hate to lose him, but our loss is Madison West gain." Now you're going to go over there. Not quite sure what you're going to be doing in the building yet. Is that kind of a work in progress?
Yeah, there's that's still to be determined. We have discussed that, and I do think, you know, it's important to kind of be, as a head coach, especially of a program like basketball, kind of being present every day for our athletes. And again, both to support them as well as to help kind of push them towards their successes. So that is a work in progress, but currently I'm still a dean over at Memorial.
You looking at possibly still doing track over there too, or that's pretty tough? Basketball's year-round.
Interesting enough, when it kind of went public last week, Tom Kaufman, who's a good friend of mine and brought me kind of into the track coaching world around in the Madison area anyway, asked me that very question. And I said, I will not be coaching two seasons in a row. I think my girlfriend would, time is stretched enough, we'll put it that way. So, you know, the priority is always at home and with your loved ones, but we will just be coaching basketball over at Madison West next year.
Yeah, but I'm sure if a few track athletes have a few questions, you might be able to help out a little bit, right?
I will always help out, and I told a few, actually, Memorial athletes as well, that you still might see my face at the meets and helping out run some events as well, too, because I think it's, you know, it's important to show up outside of the season that you're actually coaching in to support those athletes as well. So I will not be a stranger to the track. We'll put it that way.
Oh, that's excellent.
So what was it that drew you to Madison West? And, you know, you're making the move from the rival Memorial over to Madison West.
Yeah, I think it was an opportunity. I spent a lot of, you know, basketball is really my passion. The last decade has been geared towards track and field and some basketball coaching for about 5 years that last decade. But When I was first picked up a basketball, I loved the game of basketball, and I always wanted to run my own program. And that afforded me a lot of great experiences, both at the Division I college level as well as, at Memorial High School. So when these opportunities opened up this past year in the Big Eight, I knew I was starting to get a little bit older, not as much energy, and I knew it was kind of my chance to make a move. And West stood out because it is just down the road. I think it is a school that matches my personality really well, the culture of it. It's a strong academic school. It's a strong school in the arts, as well as in athletics. And it's the third or fourth largest school in the state. It's super diverse. And those were all interest areas of mine. And it was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up at this point in my career.
We're joined by Drew Slemkis, the new boys basketball coach at Madison West. So, Drew, I like to ask all of our coaches, as we've been doing this series, this question. When fans go to watch you guys play here in the winter, when they're leaving your games, how do you want them to describe the team that they just saw and how you want them to define what your team kind of stands for?
I think first that it is a team, and that you see – the players playing for each other, that they have a positive energy towards one another, whether they're on the bench or their roles score the most points for us. They are competing for one another, and that should be noticeable. You should see a team that's talking to one another and communicating. You should see them playing with energy, with effort, be the hardest working team out on the court. You're going to see a team diving on the floor for loose basketballs and taking as great a pride in getting rebounds as they are in scoring baskets. We hope to be a team that gets up and down the court, pushes tempo on the offensive end, and plays really sound defense in the half court, man-to-man. So those should be the tenets of what you see. When I was able to coach JV basketball, I hope that is what our fans got to see and people at the game as well. And it's kind of just the basketball I've grown up on and the basketball I hope to teach to these young men over at West.
When I've watched you coach, you're a pretty passionate coach. That's a compliment.
Yes.
And you got to work with Coach Steve Collins, one of the best coaches in the state. You got to coach with Bo Ryan, Howard Moore, dear friend. What did those guys do? What's kind of your takeaway? I know everybody's got to be their own person, but that's a pretty good background right there of people that have been very successful.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to work under some unbelievable coaches. And the names you mentioned are the ones that are familiar in the area, but I got to work with some great coaches when I was at Illinois Chicago with Coach Moore, some legends down in their high school game as well, Al Biancolana, former Indiana player Stu Robinson. So really been afforded a lot of great experiences. And I think, what you hinted at is the passion for this. I think to do it at that level, you have to be extremely passionate. Coach Ryan was certainly one of the most passionate men in, when we're talking about the game of basketball, and that manifested in many forms. But, I took a little bit from each of those guys. Coach Ryan has really helped shape my philosophy, specifically around the defensive end of the game of basketball. Coach Moore is one of the most genuine humans I've ever met in my life. And that's sometimes unique in that level of basketball. But just the relationships that he builds with people that are they're lasting. And I think that's something that really shaped the kind of coach that I wanted to become, both with the players and the coaching staff that I'm going to get to work with. And then Steve is a legend of the high school game in the state of Wisconsin. And for me, Steve offered me so many chances to develop as a coach. He gave me opportunities to be a leader, to do kind of my own thing, to experiment with different offensive schemes, defensive schemes, and to really even work at the youth level and kind of develop a philosophy there for how I wanted to train. So super blessed to work in all of those environments. They've all created really strong cultures, and I was fortunate enough to just kind of be able to learn from that, adapt what made sense for me, and then apply it in the way that it makes most sense for me. Because you're right, the really successful coaches are those that understand who they are. And their teams kind of take on their personality. So that's what I hope to accomplish over at West in the next couple of years.
Well, Drew, good luck to you over at Madison West, and good luck to the rest of your track athletes as you're over in lacrosse at State. And thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing what you and Madison West can do this next year.
Thank you very much, Dennis, for the opportunity to, you know, to speak on West and my passion, and looking forward to finish up this track season strong and then get planning for winter already next year. Thank you.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania continues next. We'll have Ava Dean from McFarland High School joining us right here on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania continues on. We're joined now by Ava Dean, one of our former UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week. Ava, now you're into soccer. We've talked to you, I feel like, during your volleyball season as well as basketball season, but now we're into soccer here, and you had your first match of the year, and you guys played pretty well, won 15-0 in that one. For you, from playing soccer, you know, you have a 15-0 victory. What do you enjoy more out on the field? Those big blowout wins where you're like, okay, we've got this, this is fine, or those exciting like 1-0 or 2-1 sort of wins?
I mean, there's pros about both. It's nice to just have those games where you can work on specific things that you've been wanting to during practice. But of course, the tight games, you know, you get that adrenaline rush, you get the crowd. Like, I mean, honestly, everyone would prefer a close game.
Do you have a favorite sport of the three?
Yeah, my favorite is definitely volleyball.
And you've had the pleasure of going to State in all three.
Yes, I have.
That's incredible. Well, first of all, we want to acknowledge that you were a WIA scholar athlete. They do four in each division, boys and girls, so one of 32. What was it like at that banquet?
The banquet was really cool. It was really cool to see all of the athletes that I've heard of in our area. Also getting that academic recognition. I mean, the WIA did a great job. The videos were really cool just to see everyone's like experience throughout high school and the games that they've been a part of. They did an amazing job.
What did it mean to you to be a student athlete and represent McFarland High School for 4 years?
I mean, it's honestly been amazing. The support that our community has given not only me, but all of the teams that I've been a part of has honestly been incredible. I mean, I can't ask for a better athletic high school experience, you know?
Except maybe one more trip to State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal. And tomorrow you get Delavan Darien at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So what do you like about this team this year? What stands out for soccer for you?
Yeah, so we have a really big group of seniors on our team. I mean, I think at least 75% of our starting lineup is seniors, and it's been the same group of people since our freshman year. So it's really cool to see how we've progressed as a team and as a group of seniors and getting to play with my best friends, honestly. Like, although volleyball is my favorite sport, I love my teammates and the people that I get to compete with on the soccer field.
We're joined by Ava Dean from McFarland High School. So you talked about being a WIA scholar athlete. What are your plans now for after high school as you're wrapping up here your senior year?
Yeah, I'm attending UW-Madison. I'm directly admitted into the business school. Right now my major is real estate and urban land economics, but, you know, we'll see where we'll go from there.
And any sports? You're going to do some club route maybe?
Yeah, I'll play club just to keep that competitive urge inside me going. But, yeah, I'm really excited to just focus on my academics and go to that dream Big Ten school I've always wanted to.
Well, 11, is this soccer be your 11th letter? Is that right? You've always had a sport every season. What's it? You're going to have a little bit of free time? Oh, I'm sure the studying and, yeah, you know, social life, that'll kind of take.
I'm going to have a lot of free time. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
What's your favorite hobby right now? What are you doing for relaxation?
Oh, my gosh. I honestly couldn't even tell you. I mean, I love boating. I'm a Wisconsin girl. I love being on the lake. But most of my time in high school has been filled up by sports in school. So I am excited to see what hobbies I can figure out for myself.
And spend some time on the lake this summer, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, can you first run what your major was past this again? You went kind of quickly through that, and I just want to make sure I heard it.
Yeah, it's real estate and urban land economics. So right now I have an internship at a local commercial real estate company in McFarland. It's called Lakestone Properties. So it's through the Youth Apprenticeship Program. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's been a really great experience just getting me exposure to the real estate world, and I've really fell in love with it. So I'm excited to go educate myself more about it, yeah. Well,
so then is that you want to go into real estate then, like, after school? That's kind of what your plan is with that? Because when you said it, I was like, I have no idea what you even do with something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with it. As of right now, that's what I'm looking to do. I mean, anything in the business world is really where I want to be at. I'm not completely sure what my plan is after high school, but yeah, we'll see.
Anybody in the family involved in that?
We might have a few real estate agents. I am not sure about owning, but yeah, I'm not completely sure. My dad owns storage units, so he's kind of just shown me the benefits of owning property.
Okay, excellent. And when you think back in your time, your parents, boy, how many road trips did they have to make with you before you got your license?
Yeah, oh my gosh. They have been absolutely incredible with hauling me around to various practices, and yeah, I'm really grateful for how supportive they've been, not only throughout my athletic experience, but also supporting me with that decision to focus on my academics after high school, even though they've put in so much time. But yeah, they've been great.
And your advice to anybody coming in, future Spartans?
Advice to future Spartans? I mean, really just enjoying the moment. It goes by so fast, and just putting everything you have into what you're doing in the moment. When you step on that field or that court, just be there with your team and work hard for them and yourself. I mean, that's really all you can control, right?
Well, you've been a model of a student athlete, a 3.97 grade point here, according to the WIAA, 11 letters, teams all gone to state. Wow. Maybe we should go out and buy a lottery ticket. That's a heck of a career. That'll be the next thing to win, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, thanks a lot for your time. We really appreciate it.
Of course, yeah.
And that was Ava Dean from McFarland High School. Ava, thank you for joining the show, and good luck tomorrow night as you're on to the second round of the state soccer tournament. And good luck with everything else and your land management real estate career that you might be going into.
We'll see. Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll wrap up Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania next, right here on 100.5 ESPN Madison, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Wrapping up Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, I'm Hunter Vaughn. Here with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Sumrow. And Dennis, we've had some Division I events go final over at La Crosse at the state championship meet over there. One of them who we've talked a bunch about her, she was one of our UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week, Abby Sadler of Mount Horeb. She got a couple of state championships to add on to her long list of accolades.
Well, she got a first and a second today. She a year ago, she was third in the 1600, and today she won it in a time of 4:49.93. And the 800, where she was the defending state champ, she had to come back and run that race in a relatively short time. Just came up a little short. She finished in 2:10.13 to finish second to Charlize Trinity McKenzie out of Cedarburg, who ran a 2:08.20. So great day, though. She's got a first and a second on the podium twice. And tomorrow she'll be on the, I believe, anchoring the 4x800 relay for the Vikings There was a 4x800. The boys for Division One was run today, and Madison LaFollette was fourth. So nice. We got one local team there. Another state champion to look at, though, high jump, Allison Armstrong from DeForest, 5'7", and then Emerson Myers. Drew talked a little bit about the Madison Memorial girls, guys that had a good day. Allison Armstrong won in 5'7", and Emerson Myers, 5'6", just right 1 inch behind.
Oh. And then, but that 5'6", though, Drew mentioned that was a school record.
School record. And then Laney Chancellor had a 5'4 finish. So we had some great performances today overall. I think there was the boys 3200. Nico Castellanos was second.
Nico from Madison LaFollette.
And then Baraboo is like the shot put dominant. I mean, every year they seem to have somebody at state. Lily Rogers was third. The big, though, story, and Drew had mentioned it too, discus, Bryce Rulin, 212 feet. The record had been 193 up until last year.
Oh, my goodness.
And the problem was is that Aker, could have, from Verona, a Badger football player, could have had that record because he threw during the season, but the record's only set at state. And he always had bad weather. So even though he's a state champ in the discus and shot, he never got the record, but it's been broken out 2 years in a row. And Ben Smith, his brother Bobby, got to remember him. He was a Marshall athlete. Ben was second at 207. Those are phenomenal throws. Third place was 185. That's got to be probably a personal best. But I just had to mention those. Nobody locally placed in the top eight in discus, but think of that, 212. Oh, my God.
Well, and that 212 feet, that's like one of the best throws in the entire country
number
this
two
year.
Overall, right, ranked. So great day. The weather was nice for Division One. Two and three are going on this afternoon and this evening. They'll probably be going here for a little bit longer, post our show. And then tomorrow are most of the finals for Divisions. 3, 2, and 1, they go in that order. There's usually five or six events on Friday for Division One. They split it up so Division One goes first, and then 2 and 3 this year. Next year, 2 and 3 will go first, and then Division One will be the night one. So, great day for state track, though.
It's always one of the days is always a great day for state track. The other day, it's usually rainy and
stormy.
One's
hot, and one's rainy. Yep. So we'll see what they get this year. It's going to be in the 80s in the afternoon. So we'll. We'll see. We'll hear the stories. And my buddy Sean Davis, I already saw, got a story posted up online on Abby's success today. So,
for more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Now, Dennis, one of the other things going on in the state we have is our state tournament for girls soccer. We talked to Ava Dean as they're taking on Delavan Darien, the 8 seed, as McFarland is the 1 seed. That's tomorrow. But I wanted to talk about the fact that Verona and Middleton are going to be playing each other as well on Saturday. And I am a sucker for a rivalry match. In that one, Verona winning 8-0 over Janesville Craig, and Middleton a 10-0 win over Madison East to get there. You've covered, I hate calling you old, but you've covered a lot of different playoff matchups. How fun is it when you get these rivalry games in the postseason, win or go home sort of matchups?
Well, first of all, anytime you meet, it's a bragging rights game. But when you add the one and done, for state, that's pretty tremendous. And you look back this season when the teams met, it was a tie. On April 25th at Firefighters Park, Middleton hosted Verona 1-1. So definitely. Mm-hmm. The winner takes all. They say what one-to-one's like kissing your sister, the adage. It just adds something special. And this one is going to be, I'm not sure, who's hosting that one?
That'll be at Middleton. Middleton's the four seed.
So, okay. So they get to have it there twice. And that's a very nice grass facility.
Yep.
A lot of turf fields now, but the Middleton still has grass here on Airport Road. So not doing anything tomorrow. That'd be a great place to go. And I believe that's a 5 o'clock start. Yes, it is.
Yep, 5 o'clock at Middleton. Verona taking on the Cardinals in that big rivalry game here. And that game won't be on our station, but you're listening to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn, here with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerown. Dennis, we only have a couple of minutes left here on the show, and you mentioned it at the beginning of the show that today is your 44th wedding anniversary. So congratulations, Dennis. And I, back in April, celebrated my third wedding anniversary. So
just
my,
a pop.
Yeah,
just
my pop. Wife and I have got 41 more years to go to catch up to the two of you. So I was hoping you could maybe give me a little bit of some of your wisdom. Again, not to call you old, but some of the wisdom of 44 years of being married as we wrap up.
I'll kick my coverage. She's put up with me for 44 years. I was coaching a baseball team, and Karen, my wife, was my scorekeeper. So I knew we first met working for a record store. It's no longer in business. Peaches Records and Tapes, 8201 West Silver Spring. Still remember. That's where we first met. Our first date was on her birthday. We got engaged on Valentine's Day, and our anniversary is May 31st. So remember those dates.
Mm-hmm.
The first date. And her birthday, she always gets a dozen roses because she deserves even more than that. And I don't know. She's my best friend. I don't know what I could do other than say you're going to have ups and downs. We've had a lot of ups and downs, some financial, the pandemic. But we have two wonderful kids. Our daughter's 34, Kelly, and our son Matt's 29. We're blessed. So I'm blessed to have two wonderful children and a wife that I love. And I just say take every day and enjoy because life's too short. People worry too much. You know, you see these signs out now, be kind. We shouldn't have to remind people to be kind. I mean, you say a nice word to your spouse. Hey, or like I try to make her coffee. She's an avid coffee drinker. So mm-hmm. Yesterday I forgot to put water in it. She said, thanks for that I turned it on. And it came out. It goes, oh. Oops, I put the coffee in, but no water. So, I'm not infallible, but you find little things to do. Mm-hmm. And I know she loves to have flowers. She loves gardening and stuff. So I go out, you know, whatever she wants to do with that. She's put up with me being a sports writer and now broadcaster for a long time. And so she's a sports fan, and she listens to me rant and rave, but she knows I love high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing you can do is find a partner who you love and want to spend a lot of time with. And as you get older, you realize, yes, it is getting shorter. So just don't sweat the little thing.
With it being your 44th wedding anniversary, I wanted to just let you talk about your wife on the air because it's not often that a show falls on your anniversary like that. As this is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, I want to again say thank you to our guests today on the show as we had Drew Slemkis, the new Madison West boys basketball coach, join us, as well as Ava Dean from McFarland, a member of the soccer team, but it was also at State for volleyball and basketball. So as she finishes up her senior year at McFarland, thank you to both of them for joining the show. For Dennis Summerow, I'm Hunter Vaughn, and this has been Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.